Whether presidential candidates are in a question-answer debate, at a small-town meeting, or in a large auditorium, they need to be able to articulate their message effectively and also connect with the crowd. The way candidates present themselves can make or break their campaign, sometimes regardless of their policies or platforms. Here's William Jennings, who teaches rhetoric at the University of Iowa. He says that former House Speaker Newt Gingrich talks like the know-it-all of the candidates.
He wants to sort of sound like the smartest and most decisive guy in the room. Sometimes the detraction of that is that it often comes off as attacking. He comes off sometimes as condescending, dismissive. It can come off as being very arrogant.
Here's a clip from a presidential debate held in August. You can hear Gingrich's snappy, authoritative way of speaking.
I intend to run on ideas. Congress should come back Monday. They should repeal the Dodd-Frank bill. They should repeal Sarbanes-Oxley. They should repeal Obamacare. They should institute Lean Six Sigma across the entire federal government.
Being known as a know-it-all isn't exactly a good thing, but Jennings says this way of speaking can have both negative and positive effects on a campaign.
When faced with difficult economic situations or times of uncertainty, we think the voters want to hear an authoritative, in command, I know what to do, I've been there before, I'm experienced, I can lead us through.
Bruce Gronbeck is an emeritus professor from the University of Iowa, specializing in political rhetoric. He says that since Gingrich has become a more viable candidate, he's changed his speaking style slightly, which will help him in the weeks leading up to the caucus.
If he's going to appear presidential, I think he knows he has to change the tone, and he's beginning to do that.
One of the more unique speaking styles in this race is the voice of Texas Congressman Ron Paul. In this next soundbite, Paul is answering a question at a Fox News presidential debate in May 2011.
What you're inferring is, you know what? If we legalize heroin tomorrow, everybody's going to use heroin. How many people here would use heroin if it was legal? I bet nobody would put their hand, oh yeah, I need the government to take care of me. I don't want to use heroin, so I need these laws.
The slippery slope or the ad hominem attack or whatever it is that, you know, is being used against him, he'll draw that out, and he'll draw that out in a very direct, confrontational, but not strident way. I mean, he's going to be very plain spoken. It's a direct appeal to the audience.
Jennings points out that the sarcasm in Paul's voice is typical in his messages, and this could be a part of why he has younger supporters.
You know, sarcasm, irony, noting hypocrisy, these are all things that, especially in relationship to authority, that, you know, younger people are going to instantly recognize as responses. So I think Paul resonates very well there.
Paul is known to get heated in debates. But Doug Gross, the former chief of staff to Governor Branstad and longtime Iowa Republican operative, says that while Paul may give off a crazy vibe at times, he thinks it will not significantly hurt his campaign.
He almost sounds backwoods in terms of the way the style that he uses. I think people ignore that and overlook that and instead look at the substance of what he says.
And finally, the metaphorical turtle in the presidential race, former Governor Mitt Romney. Like his numbers in the polls, Romney's speaking style is held very firm and steady in debates and appearances. Jennings says Romney's tone shows that he presents himself as a top-tier candidate, presenting himself more as a rival to the current president rather than to the GOP candidates. Here's a clip from Romney that displays his short-quipped shotgun method of speaking.
What we were hearing was not just a new and improved Barack Obama. It was an entirely different Barack Obama. Saul Alinsky, he was out. Jeffrey Immelt, he was in. The president went from change you can believe in to can you believe this change?
This style could be good or bad for Romney. Jennings says Romney can come off as arrogant or haughty, which will turn off many voters, since a lot of Americans want a president they can relate to. He says that when Romney tries to be that relatable candidate, it just sounds, well, a little weird.
He gets out of his natural sort of range of voice, and it sounds awkward. Like it doesn't match what we're looking at.
So this seems to be the biggest challenge of being a good, viable presidential speaker: how to sound like the neighbor next door while also sounding like an experienced ambassador.
It's hard to say I'm experienced and I'm in command and I've been there, but I'm also an outsider and one of the folks. And I think that's where the messages get crossed up.
While candidates should strive to incorporate both a folksy and eloquent speaking style, Gross says that having a more personal speaking style will be the best way for the Republican candidates to reach voters before the Iowa caucus.
If there's no connection, personal connection with them, it's very difficult to persuade them. And I've always felt that the first thing to persuading somebody is getting them to like you. If they like you, then they'll listen to you. And once they listen to you, then you have a shot at persuading them.
In terms of how the GOP candidates' speaking styles will affect the Iowa caucus, Gronbeck thinks there's no one candidate that truly resonates with Iowans, but Romney's speaking style fits right in with New Hampshire. Gross says that the closer a candidate can get to a plain-spoken, matter-of-fact way of speaking, the more chance they will have winning the Iowa caucus.
Iowans are not the kind of people that are going to go for highfalutin rhetoric. We like common language that is straightforward and clear and doesn't play games. Relatively short sentences, relatively short words, and repetition are things that I think are particularly effective with Iowans.
Gross also says that the best way a candidate can up their chances at this point in the race is to curb their angry tone and replace it with a more hopeful message.
Because at the end of the day, what the voters are really hoping for when they want to consider a candidate is not just someone who can screech, but also someone who can give a sense of vision and ideals.
For Iowa Public Radio, this is Emily Woodbury.